This is SDPB News. Good afternoon. I'm Jeremy Ludeman. A private security firm hired by the Texas company that developed the Dakota Access Pipeline will stand trial for allegedly operating in North Dakota without a license. That state's private investigative and security board sued Tiger Swan last June. The North Carolina company was criticized by pipeline opponents for aggressive tactics during pipeline protests. Tiger Swan officials have said the efforts were designed to create a safe working environment. The North Dakota State Board wants to fine the security company and its president for thousands of dollars for operating without a license in North Dakota. That's a misdemeanor that could bring up a sentence of up to 30 days in jail, along with a $1,500 fine. Among Governor Dennis Dugard's goals for the 2018 legislative session is a series of measures to grow South Dakota's microbrewing industry. Dugard says the state's statutes put South Dakota brewers well behind other small beer makers.
Current law caps microbreweries at 5,000 barrels per year. Compare that to Montana's cap of 60,000, Wyoming 50,000, North Dakota 25,000. Again, South Dakota 5,000. And in addition, South Dakota does not allow an in-state microbrewery to sell its product directly to a retailer. Montana, Wyoming, North Dakota, Minnesota, Iowa all allow that.
Dugard says he'd also like lawmakers to focus on overall state alcohol standards.
Moreover, South Dakota's alcohol laws were written over 80 years ago after Prohibition ended, and they have been amended many times. The statutes in this area are a mess, and in many cases they just don't make sense. I'll be supporting several bills this session to streamline and modernize these statutes so they make sense for a 21st century economy.
The microbrewing website sodacbeer.com lists about 24 such facilities in the state, with about 20 of them currently in business. A reminder, winter weather advisory in effect today and tonight.